We talked, it was either last week or the week before, I can't remember, it seems like some of these weeks get blended into the other. We were talking about Hannah. Who is Hannah? Other than my daughter. Okay, there we go. Samuel's mother. Hannah was Samuel's mother. And incredible to see through the different aspect. We talked about being fruitful through prayer. And just her prayer when she had that great need. Her prayer when God fulfilled that great need. Life doesn't always go as we plan, as we hope. Heard another song just dealing with some of those truths yet today. But thankful that God does hear and answer prayer. So the book of 1 Samuel, who is the character we often think of in the book of 1 Samuel? Samuel, right? At least we all say his name every time we say the book. And as we think about the reality of that, we talked about his birth, his mother's prayer for him, her prayer after him. Really, the rest of chapter 2, quite a bit of the middle section of chapter 2, deals with the sons of Belial, who were Eli's sons. And remember, Eli asked her if she was of Belial, and she said, "No, I'm pouring out my heart of bitterness to the Lord." In reality, his sons are described as sons of Belial because of their wickedness, just the reality of that from verses 11 on. Verse 18 is where we pick up tonight and really begin to see the life of Samuel and seeing really what verse 12 talked about. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. Verse 18, but Samuel ministered before the Lord. If you and I want to be fruitful on Thursday, there are some things that we can learn from the life of Samuel. We're not going to look at his entire life tonight. That seems like that would take a decade. We aren't going to look at his entire life, even in our study. There's so much that we could dig into in Samuel and his life and spend so many weeks on. But as we kind of briefly go over his childhood tonight, I want us to remember that if you and I are going to be fruitful on Thursday or any other day of the week, for that matter, that we must listen. We must listen. Often we're people who like to what? Talk. Talk, 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 talk. I remember I was listening to a message late last night. A guy who's talking about his opportunity he had on the airplane to witness to this young Jewish man who was headed out to rabbinical school in Canada, I think it was. And he said, I couldn't get a word in edgewise. And I'm known for talking. He said, this guy just talked and wouldn't listen. If you and I are going to be fruitful, we need to listen. It's not always easy. And not listening for the person to be done speaking so we can say what we wanted to say. You ever been like that where someone was, man, they were telling you this thing. And it's like, okay, as soon as they get done, I know exactly what I'm going to say. This went back 5 minutes ago because they wouldn't let me talk, but I'm going back there because I'm going to say something. And we don't really listen to them. Samuel here is a young child. He's ministering before the Lord as a child, but he listens. Who does he listen to? I think one of the people he listens to is his mother. Verse 19, moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Did he know who his mom was? Yes, he sure did. And yet he listened to her. There was a reason she gave him to the Lord. She didn't give him up. She gave him to the Lord. And here he listens to his mom and really grasps her love for the Lord and all that God has done through her. He listens to Eli, verse 20. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, the Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is sent to the Lord. And they went unto their own home. And so the reality is he heard Eli really blessing, if you will, his mom, his dad. And then we know the Lord visited Hannah. She had some more kids. Incredible to see that. Verse 22, now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto Israel and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. We're talking the house of God was made a sham, an adulterous place. Things going on there at the house of God. And and Eli in charge just kind of had let it go and just kind of brushed over and looked over. Yet he does correct them. Look at verse 24. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. Ye make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? So he's talking about all this. And Samuel knows what's going on. Verse 26. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. There came a man of God unto Eli and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him? And he goes on, verse 29, Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering? Why are you making this so little? Church, if they would have called it that, they wouldn't have called it that. But when they went to worship God, isn't some just light thing that we just do because that's what we're supposed to do? Verse 30, Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, Be it far from me, for them that honor me will I honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. And so he's telling, hey, this the prophecy that, hey, his sons are going to die. And verse 35, I will raise me up a faithful priest. Whoa, in spite of confronting his sons, he was not a faithful priest. He let them get away with it. He really should have even confronted them way before when he did. But God said, I will raise me a faithful priest. It shall come to pass, verse 36, that everyone that is left in thine house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, Put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. So here we come to chapter 3. Again, the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord. So Samuel, one of those things, if we're going to be fruitful, we need to what? Listen. He listened to his mother. He listened to all that's going on around him. Yes, he saw it and observed it, but he listened to these different things that are said. These things weren't just passing over him completely. Child Samuel, verse 1 of chapter 3, ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. One, I found that very interesting. The word of the Lord was what? Was it precious today for us? Should have been. Is it going to be precious tomorrow? You know, it said, why? There was no open vision. They had what they had written, and that was it. Well, hey, wait, isn't that what we have? We have the word of the Lord. Let's let it be precious. So Samuel, he listens. He listened to his mom, he listened to Eli, but he listened to the Lord, the word of the Lord, not the audible word of the Lord. Granted, the audible word of the Lord came to Samuel. Incredible. But he's listening to the written word and letting God speak to him. It's precious. And it came to pass at that time, verse 2, when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel and answered, Here am I. And he ran unto Eli and said, Here am I, for thou callest me. Samuel did not expect God to audibly listen to him. But what is the description as a child for Samuel? That he ministered to who? Eli or to the Lord? The Lord. He ministered to Eli, yes. But it's described as he ministered to the Lord. And so he wasn't expecting God to audibly speak to him, but he heard, listened to God through his word, and it was precious to him. It was a priority to him. If you and I are going to be fruitful, we need to listen, yes, to the loved ones around us, yes, to authority that God has placed in our lives, spiritual leaders and others that God has placed in our lives, but we need to make a priority of the Word of God. Do you ever struggle with that like I do? Man, I struggle with that. And yet, like God's Word, the missionaries to Guatemala, their names are Carlos and Jamie Denate. What did he talk about the Bibles that these people have? Just the New Testament. Or a paperback Bible busting at the seams. Look at your Bible you have. Maybe it's digital and it will never fall away until your phone crashes or whatever. But But we have so much of the Word of God. And is it really precious? Do I listen to God's Word? So here's Samuel. He runs to Eli. Hey, here I am. I'm your servant. Here I am. What can I do? And this happens again and again. Verse 8, and the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. One, aren't you thankful for God's call to us to get saved? Aren't you thankful for God's call for our lives to live for Him? I can honestly say I have been called to be a pastor. But I hope with just as much confidence you can say you have been called to do exactly what you're doing today. Because as precious and as thankful as I am, God has called me to be a pastor. It's no better of a position than whatever the position is that God has called you to be. God has called each of us to serve Him. Samuel is listening to what God's call on his life. And at that point, it was to serve Eli. In the middle of the night, this kid has to get up. How many of you remember when you would get sick as a kid? I mean, we don't need to get graphic here, but right, you get sick and your mom would come running. Man, I remember one time, love my dad. My dad came to help me. I got sick, and I was able to reach my garbage can just in time and took care of the mess right in the garbage can. Dad comforted me for a minute and said, go clean it up, bud. What? I was in junior high. I was definitely old enough, but here's this kid. Serving this old man in the nighttime, getting up again and again. Mom, I'm thirsty. Dad, I mean, how many times have we heard those things? Here's this kid serving, being faithful, listening to the call of God to serve this man who's called him right now. Therefore, Eli said, verse 9 unto Samuel, go, lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord. For thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. If you and I want to be fruitful, what must we do? Listen. It's easy for me to read God's word without listening. You know, the other day I was listening. I think I mentioned it this evening. I was listening to a number of chapters here in 1 Samuel. Some of it I listened. And some of it, my thoughts were somewhere else. Right? I mean, doesn't that happen? But are we listening to the Word of God? Those things are going to happen. Our minds will drift and wander. But am I listening? Is the Word of God precious to me? Verse 10, and the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant heareth. Not only we need to listen, yes, to our moms and to our or our family, those loved ones. We need to listen to our authority and the leadership God has placed in our lives. We need to listen to the Word of God and God speaking. But when God speaks, we need to tell Him we're listening. Okay, God, I'm listening. I know You've got a special message for me. Tomorrow, God's got a special message for you. And let me tell you where it isn't. It's not at Jeruel Baptist Church. Tonight, God has a special message for you at Jeruel Baptist Church. Tomorrow, you won't find it here. But you will find it here. And if you and I are going to be fruitful on Thursday, we need to make God's word a priority. Listening. Speak, Lord, for thy servant hears. God, would you speak? Would you speak to me? I don't want to just read this. I don't want to just do this. I want to listen. Verse 12, in that day I will perform against Eli all the things which I have spoken. God's telling this young child all that he's going to do to Eli and to his sons. So then the next morning, verse 16, then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, what? The same thing as he did at night. With respect, it wasn't, what do you want? I've come how many times? But he spoke with respect. Here am I. And it said, verse 17, what is the thing that the Lord has said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. Do you think Samuel wanted to tell him what God told him? Your sons are going to die. Did Eli already know this? Yeah, he did. We saw that. He knew some of the things that were going to happen with his household. And so here's the incredible. So he tells him. Eli, verse 18, and Samuel told him every whit and hid nothing from him. And he said, it is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. And Samuel what? Grew. And the Lord was with him and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. There's Shiloh, right? We're studying in Joshua and we've seen Shiloh where they've been meeting. The Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. If you and I are going to be fruitful on Thursday, we must what? So that might be, again, to our loved ones, our spouse, close family member, friend, someone we work with close, willing to listen instead of just talk. I need to listen to those authorities God has placed in my life, the spiritual authorities, Sunday school, your Sunday school teacher, other authorities, spiritual authorities that God has placed in life. We need to listen to the authorities that God has placed in life in work. I mean, Samuel was there to, yes, serve the Lord, but Eli had to tell him, okay, you have to do this and this and this. But ultimately, if you and I are going to be fruitful, we must listen to the Lord speaking to us. And he'll do that through his word. Father, we thank you for your love. Would you let us listen? Would you help us to listen to you tomorrow? God, we long to be different than we were today and last week. And we need to hear you. And so as Samuel said, so we say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are dismissed.